Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:45, quarter till 8, and I'm tell you what, you know, it's been a tough morning when I say we're going to move on to something lighter and talk about Will Wade. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking you, did LSU do the right thing by suspending Will Wade? About three quarters of you are saying yes, the other quarter saying no. And Jeff Palermo joins us right now. Next hour, Doug Cinceri will join us to talk about the legalities of this, and for the life of me, I think the FBI should have better things to do than this. I think this should fall under the auspices of the NCAA. But then again, what do I know? Hey, Jeff, how you?
I'm doing well, Tommy. So three quarters of your listening audience think Joe Leva did the right thing?
That surprises me. Well, it says LSU. It doesn't say anything about Joe Leva, but, I mean, he is when it comes to athletics, LSU, and I guess F. King Alexander was involved as well. Tell me, if you will, I guess, because I'm going to legalities of this with Doug Cinceri next half hour. In general, for people that don't understand, that think this is just a routine recruiting violation, why is it not? LSU beats Vanderbilt, almost doubles them up on Saturday, winning the SEC. They do it without Devontae Smart. Without Will Wade, I don't know if a decision has been made on Devontae Smart yet for the NCAA tournament. Jump in where you feel comfortable on all of that, Jeff.
Well, we'll start off with Devontae Smart. What Tony Benford said, who is now the interim head coach, LSU is going to, I guess, do their own investigating. LSU has said that the Devontae Smart family has been cooperative as part of their investigation, and there's a possibility that Smart will return on Tuesday. Whether Will Wade returns, that remains to be seen. Apparently, Will Wade is not talking with LSU. And that's really the reason why Joe Leva and F. King Alexander decided to make the decision to suspend Will Wade. According to LSU, they asked Will Wade to come by and talk about this latest report that came out, I guess it was Thursday now, suggesting that Will Wade had spoken with a recruiting handler about giving a payment to a recruit, which we believe it was Devontae Smart, since he uses the word smart during the conversation. But Will Wade elected not to speak to LSU, according to LSU, and that's why he was suspended. So I think a lot of LSU's next game is Friday. They'll play in the SEC tournament that day, and I think a lot more will come out between now and then. Who knows? Maybe Will Wade walks back into Joe Oliva's office today and gives his side to the story. Will says that there's what's been reported so far is not the full story, so we'll see. But then again, you could have Will Wade's lawyer saying, hey, don't say anything. You are being subpoenaed to testify in a college basketball corruption scandal. It's best that you not say anything. I don't know. This is obviously a very sticky situation for everyone involved.
Yeah, and fluid. It's like molasses almost.
Yes.
When it comes to the tournament, LSU without Will Wade, and tell me again about Devontae Smart. Who's going to decide on this? Because if he accepted payments for he or his family, I don't know how you delineate between him and his family, like go back to the Cam Newton thing with his dad donation to the church, et cetera. What does that have to do with the NCAA, LSU going to the tournament if they win and keep winning? At what point does Devontae Smart taint all of this, or explain that when it comes to recruiting and all that?
Well, Jeff, obviously, when it comes to recruiting, I mean, the college athletics is supposed to be an amateur sport. That means you do not receive money beyond in the recent years, there has been a little bit more. The schools are providing players, student athletes with some money, just basic living type of things so they can eat and all that kind of stuff. But they're not expected to receive money outside of that. And in the FBI wiretap, reportedly, Will Wade is allegedly talking to a recruiting handler about setting up some sort of a payment and talking about how the offer was a strong offer. And, again, we believe it's Javonte Smart. So if Javonte Smart received payments, we're not exactly sure who he received it from, if he did receive payments, then he's ineligible to play, much like what we heard with, you know, Cam Newton a few years ago with his father's church and whether they received any money or not. Turned out the NCAA never found anything there. And the NCAA has yet to start investigating this situation here with LSU, and several other coaches are involved in this situation as well. Arizona's been involved. Mark Godfrey, the former Alabama and North Carolina State coach, it's been learned that he provided payments to a player. So coaches are not supposed to be. Ole Miss football just got hit big time.
Jeff, we got to take a break. I hate to interrupt you, but we'll pick it up right here when we come back, all right?
Okay.
Minute late, going to traffic now, 751 WWL. 756, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Network News Director, WWL.com, talking about the Wade Williams, I guess morass would be a good word, Jeff? You're a writer? Would it?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Anyway, Louisiana Network News Director, WWL.com, columnist Seth Dunlap wrote a pretty good column you can find at WWL.com if you click on the opinions part on the home page. And then look for it. I got a couple of texts here as it relates to Javonte Smart. So is he going to play or not? And if these charges are true and he knew about it like Cam Newton, is it better to go ahead and just play and then have the games taken away like USC? Because then nobody remembers that. All I remember is that we won and cut down the nets.
Well, you could do that, but I think what Joe Oliva and F. King Alexander are doing here is trying to protect LSU in the future. Yes, by doing that, they're hurting maybe what could occur in short term. If the NCAA starts investigating this, which again we have not heard the NCAA is, and I think that's what upsets a lot of people, that Will Wade being suspended, because they're saying, a lot of fans say, hey, the NCAA is not investigating it, so nothing has happened here. Why hold the coach out? But if the NCAA does conduct an investigation and it turns out that Javonte Smart did accept additional payment to go to LSU, and LSU knew about it and yet still allowed him to play, the NCAA is going to come down even harder on LSU.
That was my question.
That is the thing. Now, LSU basketball, and they got hit with some hard sanctions from Dale Brown, and it took a long time for John Brady to dig LSU basketball out of that hole, and he eventually finally got a team together, and they went to the Final Four. But if you talk to former coach John Brady, that was tough. He had limits on scholarships and all, you know, recruiting visits and all kinds of things that they had, and then they were on probation for several years. So
we only have a minute left. First of all, I want to correct this. I said Wade Williams. Apparently daylight saving time is fooling with me a little bit more than I thought it was. Wade Williams was a former Saints quarterback, if I remember correctly. Jeff, we got a minute left. Where did this money come from? Is LSU cooperating with the FBI? And if the NCAA is not investigating, how can LSU be cooperating with them?
Where the money came from, we don't know. And I think that's something that the NCAA or the FBI will be trying to get involved with. I think LSU has been in contact with the Southeastern Conference. And I don't know. And again, I'm sure they've had discussions with the NCAA, but they've probably haven't been extensive, again, because there's been no word from the NCAA that there is an active investigation at LSU.
That's incredible. Thank you. I'm glad you took the time with us, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good.
Good to hear you again. Louisiana Network News Director Jeff Palermo.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.